There's your mathematics again. Bailey stirred restlessly.
What happens after the critical point is reached, Dr. Quemot?
Oh, the human population begins actually to decline. A planet approaches a true social stability. Aurora will have to. Even your Earth will have to. Earth may take a few more centuries, but it is inevitable.
What do you mean by social stability?
The situation here, in Solaria, a world in which the humans are the leisure class only. So there is no reason to fear the other outer worlds. We need only wait a century, perhaps, and they shall all be Solarias. I suppose that will be the end of human history, in a way. At least, its fulfillment. Finally. Finally, all men will have all they can need and want. You know, there is a phrase I once picked up. I don't know where it comes from. Something about the pursuit of happiness.
Bailey said thoughtfully. All men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You've hit it! Where's that from?
Some old document, said Bailey.
Do you see how that is changed here on Solaria, and eventually in all the galaxy? The pursuit will be over. The rights mankind will be heir to will be life, liberty, and happiness. Just that. Happiness.
Bailey said dryly, Maybe so, but a man has been killed on your Solaria, and another may yet die. He felt regret almost the moment he spoke, for the expression on Quemot's face was as though he had been struck with an open palm. The old man's head bowed. He said, without looking up,
I have answered your questions as well as I could. Is there anything else you wish?
I have enough. Thank you, sir. I am sorry to have intruded on your grief at your friend's death.
Quemot looked up slowly. It will be hard to find another chess partner. He kept our appointments most punctually, and he played an extraordinarily even game. He was a good Solarian.
I understand, said Bailey softly. May I have your permission to use your viewer to make contact with the next person I must see?
Of course, said Quemot. My robots are yours. And now I will leave you. Done viewing.
A robot was at Bailey's side within 30 seconds of Quemot's disappearance, and Bailey wondered once again how these creatures were managed. He had seen Quemot's fingers move toward a contact as he had left, and that was all. Perhaps the signal was quite a generalized one, saying only, Do your duty. Perhaps robots listened to all that went on and were always aware of what a human might desire at any given moment, and if the particular robot was not designed for a particular job in either mind or body, the radio web that united all robots went into action, and the correct robot was spurred into action. For a moment, Bailey had the vision of Solaria as a robotic net with holes that were small and continually growing smaller, with every human being caught neatly in place,